I'm Sherry Preston. The UN's International Court of Justice in The Hague says it will not throw out the case accusing Israel of genocide in Gaza. It could take years for it all to be investigated. Israel insists it is attacking Hamas, not the Palestinian people. For the first time since 1982, the U.S. has tried a new method of executing a death row inmate. Kenneth Smith in Alabama put to death using nitrogen gas. Witnesses say he writhed and struggled against the restraints in a procedure that took over 20 minutes. The UN's Human Rights Office weighing in.
We deeply regret the execution of Kenneth Eugene Smith in Alabama, despite serious concerns that this novel and untested method of suffocation by nitrogen gas may amount to torture, cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment.
UN Human Rights spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani. Closing arguments set to begin in the defamation case against Donald Trump. Last year, a jury found him sexually abused E. Jean Carroll, then defamed her for saying she was lying about it. This is ABC News. Police in Prince George's County, Maryland, have a person of interest in custody after a violent crime spree last night. It included two stabbings and four hit and runs, all of them random. Deputy Chief James McCreary.
This is very concerning. It's very frightening, which is why we wanted to make sure we alerted the public immediately.
Police say the person of interest is an adult female driving a dark-colored sedan. It's over and out for Ingenuity, NASA's space helicopter flying its last mission on Mars after damaging its rotor blades. The little chopper was only expected to fly five times. Instead, it whizzed around for 72 Mars missions. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson on social media saying,
Ingenuity has paved the way for future flight in our solar system, and it's leading the way for smarter, safer human missions to Mars and beyond.
Finally, formerly conjoined sisters are thriving a year after surgery to separate them. The Texas girls born attached at the chest, sharing a liver. Doctors now expect them to do fine. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Wisconsin today announcing $1 billion to replace Superior's aging Blotnick Bridge. Biden says the investment will make a huge difference.
Less traffic, fewer car accidents, faster commutes to your jobs and schools, quicker response times from fire trucks and first responders when every minute counts. Goods are going to get shipped quicker, and commerce will flow more freely instead of having to detour.
It's part of the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure law paying for bridge and road repairs across the country. The Wisconsin Assembly today is giving final legislative approval to a bill to put new abortion restrictions, with some exceptions, to a binding statewide referendum in April. Governor Evers has said repeatedly he will veto any bill that makes abortion less accessible. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-car Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Thomas Henry Janis, age 16, formerly of Butternut, passed away in the comfort of his home, surrounded by his family after bravely battling an aggressive cancer. Tommy is survived by his parents, Waldemar and Anna Janis of Chippewa Falls, by his brother Joseph Janis, by his paternal grandmother, Victoria Janis, and by numerous uncles, aunts, cousins, nephews, nieces, and friends. Visitation will take place Tuesday, January 30th at the funeral home from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. There will be no visitation prior to the Mass on Wednesday. The Memorial Mass will take place at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, January 31st at the Notre Dame Catholic Church located in Chippewa Falls with the Very Reverend Jesse Burrish officiating. The funeral home and cremation services of Chippewa Falls are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Thomas Henry Janis, age 16. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs, so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
I got serious about staying fit just a couple of years ago. Now 5Ks, yoga, and smart nutrition are all part of my weekly routine. Part of my eating right plan? Country Hearth Breads, natural breads with the whole grains and natural ingredients my body needs to perform at its best. Just a slice of toasted multigrain with peanut butter before a workout, and I'm ready to roll. Country Hearth is the easy choice because it's good for me and great tasting, too. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have more fog, some freezing drizzle, a few flurries this morning, and it's going to stay cloudy, kind of foggy through much of the day, although visibility will improve a little bit here as we head into the afternoon. High of 37 this afternoon. Tonight, more fog, some freezing drizzle, 29 tomorrow, another cloudy day with a high near 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
The Bucks host Cleveland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Cavaliers. They beat them Wednesday 126-116. Last week, Cavaliers beat the Bucks by 40 points in a blowout. What was the difference this week? Damian Lillard.
I just thought we were sharper to start the game. And defensively, you know, we didn't just allow guys to run around free and be comfortable getting to spots and get comfortable shots. I thought we were present. We were physical. Our coverages, we were much sharper than we had been in the last game.
Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo both nominated to represent the team as starters in next month's NBA All-Star game. College hoops, Wisconsin against Michigan State tonight. Number 14th ranked Marquette hosts Seton Hall tomorrow at noon. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have a new safeties coach. Alex Grinch will take over for Colin Hitchler, who left for Alabama. Grinch was the defensive coordinator for the USC Trojans. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
In some local sports notes, the Butternut Midget Girls Middle School volleyball team was in action last night as they took on Hurley. The C squad losing 17-26 and 13-25. The fourth and fifth graders went up against some seventh graders in that contest. In the first set, they held their own and did well. The B team lost 10-25 and 17-24. And the A team won 25-10 and lost 17-25. And then won the final one 15-13 as Gianna Nehring and Bailey Pritzel both had three ace services to help out the victory for the Butternut Middle School girls team. The Midgets are in action in Bessemer coming up on Monday. Limited schedule last night. You heard Prentice last night, a winner over the Shawamigan girls, 63-28. We'll have that game archived for you later this morning. The Phillips girls continue to roll in the Mirrorwood. They beat Athens 64-46 on the boys' side. It was Ashland beating Hayward 53-39. Lakeland Mercer, double duel, gets a couple of wins in wrestling last night, defeating Krivitz 42-23. And the Lakeland Mercer co-op wrestling team topping Wabino Three Lakes 42-36 last night. In action tonight, the Shawamigan girls varsity back in action. They'll host Three Lakes. That'll be a 6:30 start time tonight at the Park Falls Gymnasium. Tomorrow, busy weekend of wrestling around the area. You have the Wrestling Mirrorwood Conference Championships going on in Phillips tomorrow with a 10 o'clock start. And then also Sunday in Phillips, it's our annual youth wrestling tournament. So lots of wrestling going on Saturday and Sunday in Phillips. Team Seal Hockey also in action tomorrow as they will be taking on Pacelli. That will be at Pacelli Catholic, and that'll be a 7 o'clock start time coming up tomorrow night. Other action around the area, the Butternut boys basketball team. They will have their rivalry game as they'll travel to Mellon for a contest coming up tonight. Shawamigan boys will be off until Monday. The Phillips boys basketball team will travel to Washburn tonight for a non-conference tilt. And the Butternut girls also, they'll be off until Monday when they travel to Solon Springs. The Phillips girls, after their win last night, will be off until Monday when they'll travel to take on Abbotsford. And the Lakeland T-Bird scheduled today has the girls basketball team playing host to Antigo, and the boys basketball team also hosting Antigo today. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
As brutal as hockey is, figure skating is much more brutal, barbaric even. To make the woman finish skating after she's fallen. They should race the Zamboni out there, scoop her up, and whisk her off into a private room where they give her a carton of Marlboros and a pillow to scream into. She's not going to win. It's over. You never see a woman on the gold medal stand with slush running down her thigh. Split lip and a bloody nose. Let her start to regroup. Instead, they make her finish skating. Give her scores. We know the scores. Then they interview her. She's apologetic. I'm sorry I'm late. I was just digging out from under an avalanche of broken dreams. Hi, Mom. Thanks for turning a carefree hobby into a joyless prison. I've never tasted a brownie. Christina, why do you think you fell? Maybe because it was so slippery?
Good morning, my neighbor!
Good morning, baby!
Morning, Mr. Breakfast!
I'm sorry, we stopped serving breakfast, but we are on lunch menu now.
I want breakfast.
You can't have it, we're not serving it.
Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig were not nominated for acting or directing, whereas Ryan Gosling was. He got a nomination for playing Ken, which ironically was kind of the plot of the Barbie movie.
Take over this dumpster fire.
Who cares about this stupid election?
Football in my life. I love football.
Are you ready for some football?
Hell yeah! Hike the damn ball!
Ah! Hey, it's the weekend.
We're gonna have the time of our life.
98Q Country.
Yeehaw!
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Country, how you doing? A Friday, here we go. Joel, good to be back. We are back after a couple days off of, caught whatever it is that's going around, and we're doing better today. Maybe not sounding 100%, but feel we're about over it. We're ready to move on into the weekend. The mild weather continues for the foreseeable future. Temperatures will be in the upper 30s, pushing 40. At least for the next week. Yeah, that bug that's going around just kind of was talking to a few people about it the last few weeks. They said, yeah, it kind of lingers. You get kind of fevery and achy. And the last couple of days, it was the most unique that I have felt as far as, a cold or a flu. It was just very unique. Body aches, and it was just kind of weird. And I got a lot of sympathy from my wife. My wife gave me a lot of sympathy until, and this is just a little tip for the guys here.
All right.
At one point, it might've been Wednesday. I believe it was. I was hot and then I was cold. You know how it is? You get the chills, and then it felt like I couldn't stand up, dizzy. And it was just kind of all over the place, and I just made the comment to my wife. I said, "This must be what it feels like for women who go through menopause," and she, at that very moment, the tone turned, and she said, "Oh, you have no idea." you wouldn't be able to handle that, I think, was the comment that she that she made to me. I'm just like, all right, bad reference there. But it was an interesting couple of days. And I hope you are healthy and staying healthy and or getting healthier, whatever it may be. You get to that point. I'm getting a little bit older. I'm not old yet. I'll never be old. I'm getting older. But when you get older, and everybody will attest to this, when you get older into your 50s and 60s and you get sick, it crosses everybody's mind. You're just like, you think to yourself, well, is this it? I mean, am I done? Am I going to come out of this? Because at some point during an illness, you think to yourself, oh, Lord, just if you want to, just go ahead. Let's just do it. Just take me now. And then you come out of it and you're like, okay, it wasn't the time. Maybe I was a little bit exaggerated, but it does drag you down a little bit. And you get to that point where you're just like, is this going to be it? Is this, I'm going to just be, get through it. We'll get through it. We certainly are blessed with some nice temperatures. I mean, I guess if we're not going to have snow and we're not going to have snowmobile trails, I mean, you might as well be comfortable. It's going to be a slush fest out there for the next week. Everything, any snow that is there is just going to melt down. Our staff, when I was out the last couple of days, was very diligent in rounding up any remaining snow. We have stored it in a large, we're not going to tell you where it is because then you'll want to go in and you'll want to practice. We have a large cooler full of snow, and we have attained the rights to the Snowball Throwdown Showdown. I added another word to it this time. It used to be just the Snowball Showdown, but now it's a Snowball Throwdown Showdown. And we're going to give you your first chance to play in the 8 o'clock hour. All you do is call. You just call. You pick Gunner A or Gunner B. If that's the one that's sighted in, you got a 50-50 shot. And if you nail it, you win. You win the prize that you spend for. We got gift certificates. Two $25 gift certificates from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 16 different area businesses, restaurants, and just some cool stuff. So we'll do that over the next few weeks and just have a little fun with it. Our Snowball Throwdown Showdown. I'll be doing it in the morning, and Gray will even probably be doing it in the afternoon every once in a while, too. It may be news to him right now as he's listening, but he'll fire up that right hand for Gray, lefty for me, and we'll see if we can't make you a winner with our Throwdown Showdown. We're going to chat with our district administrator, Kyle Cronin. Since I wasn't here yesterday, he agreed to stop in today. We'll chat with him in just a little while. We'll do our shopping show later on. We'll do our birthday cake drawing. We'll talk with Mike Clemens. This whole Milwaukee Bucks managerial thing, has there ever been a job that's been more unstable than the coach of the Milwaukee Bucks? Goodness gracious. So we'll talk with Mike Clemens, who's right there, microphones in the faces of everybody. He'll chat with us at about 9 o'clock this morning.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The UN's International Court of Justice in The Hague says it will not throw out the case accusing Israel of genocide in Gaza. It could take years for it all to be investigated. Israel insists it is attacking Hamas, not the Palestinian people. For the first time since 1982, the U.S. has tried a new method of executing a death row inmate. Kenneth Smith in Alabama put to death using nitrogen gas. Witnesses say he writhed and struggled against the restraints in a procedure that took over 20 minutes. The U.N.'s Human Rights Office weighing in.
We deeply regret the execution of Kenneth Eugene Smith in Alabama, despite serious concerns that this novel and untested method of suffocation by nitrogen gas may amount to torture, cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment.
U.N. Human Rights spokesperson Ravina Shamdasani. Closing arguments set to begin in the defamation case against Donald Trump. Last year, a jury found him sexually abused E. Jean Carroll, then defamed her for saying she was lying about it. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The president of the Universities of Wisconsin says it will take years and more federal money to get the UW system back in the black. President Jay Rothman told a WisPolitics gathering in Milwaukee yesterday that campuses are still spending more money than they take in. Rothman did not rule out more layoffs or furloughs. He says he hopes to eliminate campus deficits by 2028. Healthcare in rural western Wisconsin will get more challenging after two major hospitals and several clinics close this spring. The AARP's Jim Flaherty says telehealth helps, but many places lack enough broadband.
Wisconsin has a great need for stronger, high-speed broadband service. It's got to be affordable and it's got to be accessible.
Flaherty says he supports efforts to boost rural broadband. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Phillips Clergy Association would like to invite anyone who wants to know how to talk to someone about abortion, has dealt with abortion in any way, or dealt with its aftermath, to dinner and a movie. This will be on February 13th at 6 p.m. at St. Teresa of Lisieux Catholic Church on Highway 13 in Phillips. Please call 715-339-4632 to RSVP. All are welcome, and it's appropriate for all ages.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Badgers take on Sparty. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Michigan State Spartans at the Kohl Center, but the Badgers will be without their backup point guard. Kamari McGee suffered an injury to his ankle and right foot in the second half of their game against Indiana. McGee out of Racine St. Catharines now listed as out indefinitely. Marquette hosts Seton Hall tomorrow at noon. NBA, the Bucks and Doc Rivers agreeing to a four-year deal worth $40 million. Rivers taking over for Adrian Griffin fired Tuesday. The Bucks host the Cavaliers tonight. Joe Prunty on his role as the Bucks interim head coach.
Circumstances are always different, but like I said, you just do. Time doesn't stand still. You got to keep moving forward. And so, okay, what decisions need to be made? How are we going to handle this? What do you say to the players? What do you say to the coaching staff? And so I was proud of the guys for doing that, like coming out and staying focused on what we needed to do.
That's the Bucks' Joe Prunty. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
All right, let's talk about Shawamigan School District right now. And since I wasn't here yesterday, Kyle Cronin, nice enough to come in, our district administrator, to chat Shawamigan school activities. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Joel. I noticed on my drive in that you can see the grass in the median this morning. So No snow day today.
No snow day today. It is January 26th, and we have not had a delay or a closing.
Oh, my gosh. I'm knocking on the countertop. It's
unprecedented.
February and March still have to.
You have a feeling we're going to get like a 30-inch snowstorm in April. Oh, geez, just feel it's coming. Right?
I'm not looking forward to it when it does come. But
let's talk Shawamigan School.
Absolutely.
What's going on in your school?
Next week on the 31st, we've got our Learn to Connect program. So on Wednesday, that's up at the high school. That's from 9:45 to 10:45, sponsored by the Leo Club, which is a youth version of Lions, and they're going to help people who need information and support with their technology. So it's been a pretty good program so far, and we're looking forward to doing that. And it's at the end of each month, so we'll repeat that again on the 28th of February, but again, Wednesday the 31st. The WSMA Honors Choir Editions are going to be in Eau Claire on Saturday, February 3rd. So we've got a few students heading down for that. Aqua Zumba still going on in the pool, 5 to 5:45 on Thursdays, and $2 for the pool fee unless you've got the membership, and $3 for the class. Right. And then regular Zumba 5 to 5:45 in the Park Falls Elementary Gymnasium on Wednesday, $3 class fee for that. Right. Up at the North Campus. Now, I have not heard on this event yet, so I have not checked in yet on this morning, but I got a note here that says Glidden Elementary School is going to go up to Camp Forest Springs on a tubing trip in Westboro. We'll see if that happens. I'm not sure. It's already getting a little...
I saw a video. I think the Phillips kids were there the other day and looked like there was a good snowpack, but you're right. I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Just haven't checked in on that one yet this morning. We've got our middle school volleyball team at Ironwood tonight at 5 p.m. Forensics today, then this is middle school forensics level one at Washburn at 4:30. A middle school dance... Well, I'm sorry. Those were yesterday. Okay. I take that back. I'm a day behind here. So yep. Those trips were yesterday.
All right.
I apologize. you know, normally I come in on Thursdays.
I messed you up. It's my fault.
So yeah. I'm looking here.
We're on Friday. There you go.
We got a middle school dance tonight.
Yesterday. Middle school dance is tonight, kids. So you're good tonight. On that. All right.
Yeah, other things happened yesterday.
All right. All right.
You know, I didn't check in to see if that trip had gone. I just hadn't.
Maybe that was the video I saw. So
yeah, maybe. Schwamigan Middle School Volleyball on Monday at Drummond. We've got a middle school tubing trip to Wausau on February 1st. We'll see if that really happens. Yeah. I saw that area was in for some rain.
Yeah.
Joel, the ice rink behind the elementary school officially
is open. I saw
closed.
Oh, closed. It was open.
It was.
I saw Mr. Keith put something. Now it's closed again.
Yeah, right. Now it's closed again.
Okay.
We do want to welcome Gina Scanlon as a new first grade teacher to Park Falls Elementary.
All right.
Now I got to skip on my calendar here and get to today. Girls basketball versus Three Lakes at 7:15 tonight up at the school. Tomorrow we've got hockey at Pacelli at 7, wrestling at Phillips at 10. Monday, boys basketball at Hurley, girls basketball at Rib Lake. Tuesday, boys basketball at Prentice, hockey at Spooner. And then on the 1st, girls basketball at Stratford, hockey versus Ashland at home. And on Groundhog's Day, boys basketball at Stratford. So that really rounds things out. If you're interested in being a substitute bus driver, we're still looking for those. Our early learning center, we're looking for an assistant teacher. And again, watch for the kids on the roads. When you're driving up to school in the mornings or the evenings, kids walking home or getting off the bus.
And good luck to our wrestlers this weekend, the Merriwood and Phillips. And then there's a big youth wrestling tournament in Phillips on Sunday. So a lot of parents are going to be spending a lot of time in the Phillips gym cheering on their area wrestlers this weekend. Yeah. So
let's go Eagles.
All right, Kyle. Thank you. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for the Schwamigan Schools, usually joins us on Thursday. I threw him off by not being here yesterday, and we appreciate him taking time to join us each week to update us on what's going on around the area. We're going to do our first snowball throwdown showdown coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We've got $25 gift certificates from all kinds of different restaurants and businesses, and all you have to do is just listen for us to tell you to call in, and we'll do that first time coming up in the 8 o'clock hour and be listening to the Greg Gunderson Show in the afternoons occasionally from 2 to 7. You'll have a chance for you to win during that time slot also.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
It seems like everywhere you look right now, someone is sick. This year, prepare your family for airborne invaders with Navage Nasal Care. Navage sucks out viruses, dust, and other airborne particles, all the stuff that gets trapped in your nose, making you miserable. Even better, Navage is HSA FSA eligible. Navage is available online at Navage.com or Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have more fog, some freezing drizzle, a few flurries this morning, and it's going to stay cloudy, kind of foggy through much of the day, although visibility will improve a little bit here as we head into the afternoon. High of 37 this afternoon. Tonight, more fog, some freezing drizzle, 29 tomorrow, another cloudy day with a high near 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Let's do this.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Tritt.
I'm listening to you guys.
guys all day long.
98Q Country.
Saying we ain't going home alone tonight. Girl, you ain't gotta lie, you gotta go home alone.
Fairchild, 98Q Country. Tomorrow, we're broadcasting live from Winterfest in Phillips. Big G will be out there, based out of Bader Sports Center, and he's going to be bringing you all the Winterfest fun and activities. So if you can't be there during the day tomorrow, he's going to be there over the lunch, I think 11 to 2, I believe. We're still working out the times, 11 to 2, but in that late morning, early afternoon, thanks to Bader Sports Center for bringing us that live broadcast. They are your. I mean, when it comes to ice fishing and winter sports and any kind of sporting activities, Bader Sports Center. It's just fun to go in there and walk around and see all the great stuff in there. They got the bait, of course, to get you out ice fishing and all the stuff to keep you warm and keep you protected out there in the ice. So Bader Sports Center right on Highway 13 in Phillips are right next to Pick and Save. Big Winterfest weekend is going on, of course, with activities through the weekend. You don't want to miss the fireworks on Saturday night. I mean, that's easy to take in. And activities going on through the day with the ice fishing contest and kids bingo. And check out all the activities. PhillipsWisconsin.net is the website to check out all the activities with Winterfest in Phillips going on this weekend.
The new year is the perfect time to make some positive changes for your body and your health. If you've been enjoying a little too much food, too many sweets, and too much liquid cheer over the holidays, then you've probably put a lot of stress on your liver. A great way to show your liver some love and to detox your system is simply adding Active Liver to your daily routine. Active Liver is one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy, Active Liver is an easy and effective way to keep your liver healthy and functioning properly all year long. You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
Include the Big Dipper Bar in your Northwoods plans. Located 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, easily accessible by ATV or snowmobile. Open Wednesday through Sunday, and every weekend is music weekend at the Dipper. Don't miss the Angry Walleye Bites on Fridays or the Wednesday Home Cook Specials. Check out the Big Dipper Bar on Facebook for more details. 'Cause I'm living and loving
every day. Save big money at Menards and stock up on your favorite Procter & Gamble products. Procter & Gamble delivers quality products from brands that you can trust, like Dawn, Tide, Bounty, and more. Keep your home clean and stocked with essentials like paper towels, toilet paper, dish soap, and cleaning supplies. Right now at Menards, get a $10 mail-in rebate with a purchase of $40 or more on qualifying Procter & Gamble products. Prices good through January 28th.
Save big money at Menards.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Hi, Andrea here from Westwood Golf Course and Sand Trap Bar and Grill in Phillips. The golf course is closed for the season, but the bar and grill will be open all winter. Come see us Thursday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chef Derek starts Thursdays with a great special, followed by Friday fish fry and prime rib on Saturday. We have a full menu of delicious salads, wraps, sandwiches, dinners, and more. Have you tried our homemade pizza? Golf Course Road is just 2 miles west of Phillips on County Road F. See you soon.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have more fog, some freezing drizzle, a few flurries this morning, and it's going to stay cloudy, kind of foggy through much of the day, although visibility will improve a little bit here as we head into the afternoon. High of 37 this afternoon. Tonight, more fog, some freezing drizzle, 29 tomorrow, another cloudy day with a high near 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Starting lineup.
Just keep a trickling the ball down the field, boys.
98Q Country.
gonna drink. Little tap shit that'll get me gone. Hold on. Get your pretty little head on my shoulder.